It's time for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV-FM. Listen live at 104.9 FM, stream at listenlikealocal.com, or enjoy the program on the official WSKV-FM app from the Google Play or Apple App Store. You can also listen on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcast. You're listening to PCSN Live. Let's join Dave and Ken at the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. This is David Faulkner along with Ken Simon here on the broadcast tonight. And got quite a bit to talk about, I believe, here. Again, we'll give you the COVID updates in a minute. Do want to start the show off with, again, a congratulations that I had forgot last week until the end of the show. So it came back after the last break. I've told you we were leaving. So Macy Howe signed her letter of intent last week to play for Transylvania University. So she will continue her basketball career at Transy. And big time congratulations going out to Macy and her family.
Yeah, very nice. You know, for her, it's an excellent university, that's for sure. And they have a nice basketball program over there. So the fact that she's being recognized for her skill set and academics, you know, nice option for her.
And again, that you said the main thing right there. Again, these student athletes work so hard. We try to recognize them here on the show. And we don't talk enough about the academic side. These kids, most of them that get these kinds of offers, have to be exceptional students first, as well as being top-notch athletes. So, again, Macy has done her job in the classroom and on the court. And as she continues her career in athletics, continues to play softball right now, also played volleyball. So again, a three sport athlete at Powell County High School is now going to attend the University or Transylvania University in the sport of basketball. And I think she will be a great asset to Transy.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. You know, when you look at what these student athletes are able to do, not only on the court, but off of the court, more importantly, and then to be able to use that to their advantage to get those scholarships, that's great.
She's a great kid, great leader, great role model for kids. So, again, big congratulations to Macy, and good luck for the future, and I'm sure it's bright for her.
And also want to take time to mention that Makaira Cottle, also on the Lady Pirates team, recognized by the 14th region as a Rising Star Award, and also Chandler Congleton recognized as one of the top centers in the 2021 season as well. So, you know, lots of good positive things happening for the Pirates here.
Yeah, and those accolades at the end of the season are always really nice when you come in, especially, you know, for the boys had a really bad season, to kind of, if you want to say it that way. The girls, the record-wise, they got hit with COVID early. Only played, 21 or 22 games, I believe, something like that. But still was the runner-up in the region or the district and qualified for the regional play and really played a good contest against the eventual Letcher Central, who played their butts off in the championship game against Knott County. So, I tell you, it's a big honor for all the athletes here at the high school. They work hard. And you know what? Regardless if you win or if you lose, these kids are working their tails off to get better, regardless of the sport they play. And we need to pay more attention to how hard the kids are working. Because even with a losing record last year, the kids still went in every day and worked hard. So instead of fussing at folks for maybe not winning enough or whatever, maybe congratulate them for an effort that was there.
And or just player development.
Yes.
Because sometimes the wins and losses don't necessarily add up, but if you see player growth and their skills continue to improve, eventually that's going to lead to more wins down the road.
Yes, it will. We'll talk more about that in a minute. A lot to talk about the baseball team, for an example, because for a team that was going to be, we thought, down, we're having a pretty good season so far this year. So, we'll talk about that in a moment. We do have some guests later on the show as well. But now we'll go ahead with our normal COVID updates with Ken.
Okay, I'm going to kind of be a little bit brief as far as the COVID update here.
Brief?
I'm going to be a little bit brief here. Let's go back to Monday, there were 9 new cases. That made 37 active cases. When you go to Tuesday, the 27th, there were 7 new cases that brought the active case count up to 42. And unfortunately, today, 15 new cases in Powell County that brought the total active case count to 55 here in the county, a total of 1,225 total case count from the very beginning, but still 55 active cases here. We are remaining in the red, a 33.5 incidence rate. Montgomery, Bath, Morgan are in the red. Wolf is orange, and then Esteli, Breathitt, McGoffin kind of swooping around, if you will, in a sense, they're in the yellow. So, again, our numbers are not necessarily good that the rate, actually, let me, the rate, 37.0 incidence rate. We are actually second in the state behind Lewis County.
What's Lewis County's numbers? Incidence rate?
Well, their rate is 45.2.
Now, with my math skills that aren't always the best, with 15 new cases today, we'll put us past that mark tomorrow.
Yes, you're exactly right. And again, we have been now probably going on our fourth week, maybe, of being in the red here in the county. Our numbers are not necessarily going down to get us out of the red.
No, they're going up.
They are going up. And as a matter of fact, actually, the school district ended up letting parents know, in a sense, that now if someone has a contact, you're actually quarantined back to the 14 days now. So no longer the 10 days like it was at times. Now all of a sudden it's back to the full 14 days.
That was a change, I think, yesterday. It came out yesterday.
Yes.
Back to the 14-day rule. I know we had kids that were out that could have tested and come back to school, extending it back to the 14. I think there is a little bit of confusion on that because you had one group of folks telling you one thing, one group telling you something else. So it's good to get a little bit of a clarification today. I got that email, but I hadn't checked it yet, so I didn't necessarily know what it said. But bottom line is, folks, right here in the Powell County, this is a kind of a hot issue right now for folks here. It's a hot issue for the school district as well. And there are a lot of kids right now quarantined. There have been some cases. And again, not that they're school spread. It's just they're happening. The kids are at school, so those kids around them are being sent home. And we're at the end. We're at, 16 days left? I mean, yeah. Now, pretty much you get quarantined now for 14 days. You're almost at the end of the year. And, again, the events, you know, if you're a high school senior, for an example, you get quarantined here in the next week or so, you could put your prom and your graduation at risk. It's kind of a, you know, all these big hot things we talked about not having before. These kids, it's got to be careful. And, again, please wear your mask. We did get a respite, I guess, in sports. No longer is a mandate outdoors with there is less than 1,000 people. But I will say this. You got to be careful because if you do have a person who's there that has COVID and you are around them, you could be a contact at a later point.
Realizing that came from the governor statewide.
Yeah.
However, my recommendation here in the county, we shouldn't be following that rule. And even though, you know, people are following that, you know, I mean, who doesn't want to take their mask off, right? I mean, at this point, everybody's tired of it, finished with it. But at the same time, knowing that we are still in the red and now we just added 15 more cases today, again, we need all the help we can get. Therefore, the mask, whether we are out in public, open venue or otherwise, we still need to be wearing those masks, sanitizing, washing our hands, and social distancing.
Yeah, because, you know, the statewide numbers are probably down. Powell County's numbers are not. So we got to be ultra vigilant to what we're doing. You know, the state rule for outdoor athletics has been lifted for the mask mandates. At the same token, it's something that you may want to try to consider. It is an optional thing that you could do at this point. You could be outside and you could opt to wear the mask. So it may not be a bad option for folks right now to consider wearing their mask around others. And again, I've been vaccinated, and a lot of others have. But that doesn't mean you know you won't be around somebody or be able to pass it off to somebody else. So you got to be careful. Follow the guidelines. Use your best judgment. But especially indoors, you need to stay masked and wash those hands and keep your distance as we take a break here on PCSN Live on WSKV 104.9 FM.
Ever think about this? 83% of customers who buy from Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram buy again. The reason? Great deals, great service, and a simple way of doing business. March is Ram Truck Month, and the all-new 2021 Ram pickups are priced to sell. Come see why the Ram is a truck of the year for 2019, 2020, and 2021. Come see why Tanner is the best place to buy. Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off the Mountain Parkway in Stanton. Tanner Dodge
Chrysler Jeep. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, and they know that you're unique in the way you want to do banking. That's why they offer great services like Phone Smart, where you can call and find out about your account. Or how about text banking, where you can text and find out exactly what you want to know about your account. And you can set up really cool text alerts and find out when maybe you drop below a certain balance, reminding you to balance your checkbook. They have online banking and convenient apps for Android and Apple. Those apps give you the ability to make mobile deposits. Just snap a picture of your check and deposit it. Whitaker Bank also allows you to apply for a loan online at their website at WhitakerBank.com. And don't forget, you have access to your money 24/7 with Whitaker Bank's ATMs, where you can make a cash withdrawal day or night. For more information about these great services, call the main branch at 606-663-2283. That's Whitaker Bank, Stanton, Clay City, and Campton. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Appalachian Wireless has a question for you. Would you rather pay $650 or $66 for a smartphone? If you think this answer is simple, then the Appalachian Advantage Plan is for you. Pay less upfront for today's hottest smartphones, and then pay just a few dollars more every month on the monthly bill. Many smartphones are $5 a month or less after you factor in the $20 discount from the Advantage Plan compared to the contract offering. Better service, bigger savings. That's today's Appalachian Wireless. Payment agreement required. See store for details.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. We're going to be joined here in a second by Bass Team Coach Julie Clark. She is like coach of many, and she is very involved with the kids here in Powell County. So we will be joined now by Coach Julie Clark. How are you doing, Julie?
I'm doing well, David. How are you all?
Oh, doing great. Fine here in this beautiful rain kind of day, I guess, right?
Yeah, sleeping weather.
Boy, it is. I tell you what.
I don't know. It's probably good fishing weather right now with this overcast.
It's warm, overcast, and just a light mist, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Perfect for fishing.
Be on the lake. It's perfect.
Just don't get any lightning.
So let's talk about the Bass Team season so far, and tell us kind of when things got started and where you're actually at in your season.
Well, we got to start back in March, and we're currently fishing an Eastern Kentucky Trail Series, which is a qualifying series. Out of 8 tournaments, we've only been able to fish 3 so far because of COVID. The others we couldn't, which, you know, is okay. But we're trying, that's a qualifying series for the World Finals and Nationals that, you know, that Carson and Dalen went to last year. Remember that?
We yes.
We qualified and went to Wisconsin.
Right.
So we're in that tournament series again where we're trying to qualify to go to Lake Hartwell in South Carolina. Top 10 votes in the points get to do a fish off, and top three get to go. So, but then this past weekend as a dual event, we had a EKY tournament along with the KHSAA Region 4 Bass Tournament. And at that tournament, we get points based on placing of the 22 teams of the EKY region. We'll get those points later, but with the region, they decided instead of 16 votes, when we were doing the weigh-ins, KHSAA decided on 20. So that makes 90 votes from all four regions that get to go to state. And out of those 20 votes, we had a vote to qualify, and that was Brody and Ryder with 4 pounds of fish.
Yeah, you told me the day before it would be a light day. If you caught a couple pounds, you're probably going to qualify.
Yeah, yeah. We had been pre-fishing and with another tournament that we had prior to also to pre-fish, it wasn't good. And, you know, but they called us, but we were allowed to catch what we call unders, anywhere from 10 to 12, nothing in between up to, what was that, guys? 13 and 16 you can't have. Just a lot of people caught a lot of unders, and, you know, 7 pounds won that tournament. But at the regional, what we call the slot was in, so everything had to be 12 inches and bigger. So it was a whole lot tougher because the Saturday before, everybody was catching unders.
So you had really kind of two events going on simultaneously with different rules? Or that's just
really
the pre-fish?
Rules. Right, yeah.
Okay.
The slot was in, so that's, you know, if we catch a 13 to 16, we got to keep that and count that fish.
I got
where
you.
In the other tournament, we had to throw it back.
So is that smaller than normal for bass?
No. Well, Cave Run is so tough, it's so musky-oriented, that most everybody that caught fish at region had, there was maybe one boat that had three in the slot, and but most everybody had a slot fish and a, you know, a lot of 12. So
really kind of small.
It was a really rough day. So yeah. We're Nathan put the boys on fish, and that's what counted. So
that works. So only one boat from Powell County qualified for the state meet, correct?
Yeah, we were our next boat to place at 22nd was Carson and Dalen.
So again, but they do accumulate points for the series for the next slot, so if they have a couple another good tournaments for all the kids involved, not just those four, but they can still gain enough points to qualify for the Nationals.
To get in that top 10, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How tough is it when you're actually competing at Cave Run, like you said, where it's a, you know, mostly a musky grounds, as far as like even practices, do you go there and practice often, or you take in other, you know, venues, if you will, in order to kind of get in practices, obviously, since you don't have an opportunity to compete in tournaments?
No, we will spend, because our next tournaments are at Cave Run, we have pretty much spent April, half of April, we'll spend all of May now, and part of June at Cave Run.
Just trying to figure out where they are.
That's even on our scheduled practice days. You know?
Makes sense. You got to fish where you're going to fish, right? Just to kind of figure out some trends and tendencies of the lake.
Right, and take notes. You know, some of these boys got notebooks that they're taking notes on days that they fish on by the schedule or even on days that they just go on their own or something.
So now what would some of those notes look like? You know, as you know, competitors in a sense, what are their notes looking like as far as what they're documenting that would benefit them for, you know, another
weather.
Tournament?
Yeah, weather is the key. You know, like we said at the intro, that we should be on the lake right now.
Yeah.
You know, this kind of setting is it's just prime fishing. It's what they call bluebird skies. It's going to be tough. And so they'll document weather, water temp, air temp. They'll in their notes, they'll say, you know, if there's a tint to the water, is it muddy? Is it clear? You know, then they'll record what bait they used. You know, they may write down where they caught fish. Most of them may do that. I know we do. And, you know, it's those kind of notes.
So even that, with that being, you know, a large, you know, man-made lake in a sense, as far as locations, you know, how are you even going around? Where are you all actually putting in at as far as, you know, once you're starting, you know, to go into the water, where are you putting out? And then at that point, how are you deciding on any given day which direction you're even going in?
Well, these boat captains normally have their own plans. Most of them talk together, so on practice days we're not fishing on top of each other. Sometimes they'll run into each other, and of course we're going to give people room, but most of the time we launch from Stony Cove or Scott's Creek, and of course that's at the dam Stony Cove is, so you're having to run the entire lake, you know. But it's boat captains normally have a plan, and sometimes they'll even ask the boys, where do you want to go? And they have a plan. They pretty much know that lake now, like the back of their hand, and they know the creeks and so forth, where they want to go and what they want to do. So,
what would a typical morning look like on a tournament day as far as, you know, when are you arriving, when you're able to get onto the water, when is the stop time as far as your weigh-ins, so, that kind of thing?
So the last two weekends we've left at 4:30 in the morning and made our way to Cape Run to get there to prep the boats and the equipment and get the boys on the boat if they've traveled with their parents or, you know, most of them, their dads are boat captains. And we put them, they get their boats ready and back them in the water. And rule of thumb is you have to launch at safe light, and safe light's normally around 7.
So let me ask this question. Go back to the notes real quick. Does your team members share notes, or do they keep their notes kind of close to the vest?
Close. They keep them close.
Ah, see, this is where a team sport is also the individual sport, right?
Like golf.
Yes. Love it.
It's like golf, and it, you know, it's a lot like golf. It's not like cross country. With golf, you know,
there's no team score really for bass fishing. It's just basically individual boats, right?
It's based on those two on that boat with that boat captain, that team of three.
So if you've got 8 boats, for an example, 16 kids, that doesn't give those team members any advantages whatsoever. They're pretty much going out as, if you have 80 competitors, they're competing against everybody,
right?
Even your teammates.
Yes. But I will say this team, they're all pretty close anyway, especially this freshman and eighth grade bunch. And I'm not knocking my sophomores and my others, because I'm not knocking them. But, I mean, they pretty much share information, but they're not telling them everything. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah. A little bit of everything, but not all.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Give you a little
taste
of it, in a sense.
They'll keep more close than they'll. You know.
I love it. Now, has there ever been a thought to, like, okay, you got 5 boats, and we're going to have a team champion? Ever any thoughts like that as far as with the bass fishing?
No, because I've never thought about that, because this sport is as expensive as it is. So just to have an individual, these boat captains and these volunteers are putting out their own money for fuel and boat gas. So just to have an inner squad, I've never really thought about that because they're doing inner squad every time they go to a tournament.
Yeah.
Having to compete. And I haven't really thought about doing that.
No, I just thought maybe if the state maybe put it out there, okay, Balcony has, you can have up to 10 members on a team. You get points for wherever you finish. The highest finishing team will get, well, I don't know what you get a trophy or whatever, but at some point you could make, whatever the number is, but maybe three teams makes a qualifying or whatever it would be. I know in golf you have to have four players, not five, but you do get a team score other than just
A team would go, like a Powell County team would qualify.
Yes, ma'am. Or at least get a trophy.
Bass fishing is one of the fastest growing sports in this state. So, and we are already at 90 boats, and I know Kentucky Lake is huge. 90 boats on Kentucky Lake is nothing.
So is that your number for the region?
Even our regional competition, Cave Run's the fifth largest lake in Kentucky, and even with 86 boats that we had, and then you have a 100-boat muskie tournament, and then you've got a 30-boat crappie tournament going on at the same time, it was crowded.
I got you.
It's crowded. So to be able to pick teams like a region, like what you're talking about, like
be too big,
like they do, and it's too much and okay. too costly.
So real quick, how do you even determine the makeup of your teams? How is it determined which two players, team members actually comprise a team to get on a boat together? How is that determined?
I sort of let the kids pick who they want to fish with,
okay.
because it's not like they got to be somewhat compatible. Plus, fishing with somebody that you really don't know can be very awkward.
Yeah.
And style has a lot to do with it. We're fortunate that most of these boats that are fishing, the two kids on the boat has the same style. So it's just worked out for us. The setup that we have, the thing I hate is for my other kids who don't have boats and they're primarily used as subs. But those guys, when they step up as a sub because somebody can't make it because of baseball or soccer or something like that, they're very flexible. They'll do whatever that boat captain tells them to do, or even their co-angler. They'll say, that co-angler will come and say, now listen, this is what I want you to do, because that sub is helping out that team in points. You know what I'm saying?
So that two-man team gets the points. The two-man team gets the points then that way.
Two-man team gets the points, but the sub can go.
I got you.
If they need to, yeah.
So you have one of your captains there with you at this point. Let's take a few minutes and let's... Nathan Ginner. Let's talk to Nathan for just a minute here.
Okay, here you go, Ken.
Thanks, Julie.
Hello.
How you doing, Nathan?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Let's talk about one, kind of how you ended up becoming a captain on the Bass team, a little bit about yourself as far as background and what brought you to want to be a volunteer and take on this role, and then we'll get into what even is a captain for one of these teams.
Okay. Well, it all started with Brody Halcom. His dad's a close friend of mine, and I knew Brody wanted to fish, and he had mentioned fishing, and I thought they might have been short on captains, so I volunteered for Brody and told Brody to find him a partner that's compatible with him. And that's pretty much how that happened.
So good old Michael got you started, huh?
Yeah, I can say Michael.
So now as far as doing this, is this your first year of actually chipping in and volunteering?
This is my first year, yes, a captaining for the school, yeah.
Okay, and so as far as, like, your background fishing, been a fisherman, you know, all your life in a sense, grew up fishing?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I just got more serious about it the last few years. But, yeah, I mean, since I've been able to walk, I've been fishing of some kind.
So do you run yourself the competitive tournaments on any kind of any type of fishing?
Yeah, I fish a lot of bass tournaments myself.
Okay, so you totally understand the process,
right? Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, I'm pretty familiar with how it all works.
So as far as being a captain, what is that role in a sense? As far as being able to help out the team members?
I mean, I run the boat, pretty everything on the boat. You know, I have the boys, you know, try to do all the research, and which I do my own too, but I try to let them make decisions on their own, you know, so they can learn. And I let them come up with a plan first, and then, you know, sometimes we mediate, come up with a different plan once we all three get together. But they do, you know, all the fishing, of course. I run the gas motor on the boats, and we kind of alternate the trolling motor. They can run the trolling motor. Sometimes I run the trolling motor for them, give them a break. I'm allowed to net the fish for them, but sometimes they net the fish. It kind of just depends who's closest to the net at the time.
So,
I mean, that's pretty much the gist of it.
How rewarding has this experience been for you?
Oh, it's been great. I've enjoyed it. I really have. You know, I didn't, even with the weather, you know, we fished three tournaments, and two of them poured the rain, and but it's still been a good experience, and I'm glad I volunteered to do it.
So have you learned anything about bass fishing through the kids?
Patience, yeah. it's been a big thing.
And patience is a virtue when you're fishing, right?
Right, yeah, especially when you got two other kids with you. So,
so even more patience.
Yeah, I've gained more patience over the last.
And you're not even a Powell Countyan, is that correct?
No, I'm not. I live in Montgomery County.
So actually, the fact that you would take your personal time to travel over here, get alone, you know, to be a captain and be volunteering your services, that speaks highly of you. And as an outsider looking in a sense, definitely appreciate you doing that for these kids over here.
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoy it. It's a good thing. You know, I'm glad they put it on. I'm happy to volunteer my time and help them out. Both the kids I got, I couldn't ask for two better ones, the captain.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a great role model for the kids. I'm sure you know a lot about it. You could give a lot of knowledge to them. We're going to take a break here on the show. We'll come back and get the kids on, if that's okay.
Sure.
All right, we'll take a break here on PCSN Live. Be back in a moment.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in asphalt paving for commercial and large private applications, parking lots, roads, entryways, and more. And they can do complete site preparation and provide expert asphalt paving. Call their local office at 606-663-2437 or find more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
At Davis & Davis Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event for your loved one. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us online at davisanddavisfuneralhome.com for more information.
When a health crisis threatened our community, the healthcare heroes at Clark Regional Medical Center answered the call. As we move forward, life might look different, including healthcare, but there's one thing that won't change: the quality of care you've always relied on at Clark Regional Medical Center. We are again offering a range of healthcare services, from preventive screenings and physicals to quality of life procedures, to help you make the most of every moment moving forward. Our entire team is working hard to ensure a safe place of care and a healthier community for all of us. For more information, visit clarkregional.org.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. Just barely made it back there on that break. Again, we're talking a bit off the air. Getting ready to interview these two young gentlemen from Powell County. We got Brody and
Ryder.
Ryder, right? Has anybody got the phone?
Yes.
Okay, there we are.
Yes. Brody and Ryder, yes.
Right. Who are we going to first, Jules?
You call, whichever one you can get.
Oh, doesn't matter to me.
They're antsy, so they're probably ready to talk. They're excited.
All right, let's go with they're waiting for us to call them?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So you're with Nathan, but the kids are separate.
Right, yes.
Gotcha. Yes. So we'll step away from you, and we'll be back in a moment. I'll take another break real
quick. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Ken knew what was going on, and I just misunderstood.
We had a miscommunication.
Yeah, so we'll go ahead and take another break. We'll call the kids. Be back in a moment here on
PCSN Live.
We're
going to hang up with you, though, Julie.
Yes, we are.
But thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate your time.
Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, and Nathan as well.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
Attorney Teddy Flint represents people in personal injury cases. Call for a free consultation. Remember, Teddy Flint only gets paid if you do. Attorney Teddy Flint, sponsoring radio broadcast of the Powell County Pirates. This is an advertisement. Court costs may be the responsibility of the client.
Your Stanton Ace Hardware has geared up for the biggest garden season in history. They've been reserving product for months to fulfill all the needs of their wonderful, loyal customers. They have an abundant stock of canning supplies, plants, and seed. Stop by Stanton Ace Hardware for all your lawn and garden needs. They practice safe social distancing, and masks are a must. Ace, the helpful place.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. We've been joined now by Bass Team member and state qualifier, Mr. Brody Linden.
Brody Halcomb.
Sorry about that. Brody Halcomb. How you doing, Brody?
Doing good.
All right. First of all, what grade are you in, and what got you into bass fishing?
I'm in eighth grade, and really I've just always loved to fish. And whenever I heard there's a bass team, I figured why not do it?
See, that's a good answer. So you're an eighth grader. Now, do you play other sports other than just bass fishing?
Yeah, I play baseball and basketball.
I thought you did. Now, are you competed in both? You were able to do with the fishing and still play baseball?
Yeah, but there is some games and practices that I have to skip to bass fish.
Well, apparently you got lucky, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think the middle school baseball team actually got quarantined, so you probably missed those days as they were getting quarantined, right?
Yeah, I actually am quarantined right now, but I'll come out here in a few days because I tested negative today.
I got you. So that's a good thing.
Good.
So congratulations on that. Now, if you had to pick one, which sport do you like the most between basketball, baseball, and bass fishing?
Well, that's a hard one to choose.
I figured it would be.
Well, if I had to choose out of any right now, it'd probably be baseball, but I really like the bass fish because that's something I could do for the rest of my life.
Great answer.
Have you been practicing answers?
No, I have not.
Well, you're doing really well, I'll tell you, son.
Yeah, that's a great answer because on one hand, the fact that you can enjoy fishing, you know, year-round in a sense for the rest of your life, that's great. So at what point did you even get started fishing? You know, going with your dad, your grandpa or something, how'd that kind of get started for you?
Well, me and my papa's always fished. I can remember 3-4 years old, and I've just always loved it.
Yeah, I know your dad. I can't see him much as a fisherman.
Nah, he ain't that much, but he'll sure help me in baseball and basketball.
Well, I do know he also helps you guys out in those sports as well. He's pretty hard on you, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
I had this conversation with other coaches. It's he can be a little too hard on you guys, in my opinion, but it is all fun, and you guys are learning well. I tell you what, speaking of baseball real quick, you guys have got a really nice group of kids playing together. It's going to be really successful in the future.
Oh, yeah, I believe we will.
I think the same thing, and I think you also got a career in bass fishing too, so stick with both of those. You're exactly right. Lifelong lessons will be learned from all.
So let's talk about your experience and qualifying for the state. Go back and kind of recap as far as the way that day started for you, you know, kind of the energy or the feeling. Did you feel good about, you know, that day leading into it? And then obviously once you all kind of did your weigh-ins and then getting the news that you actually had qualified, what was that like?
Well, that morning when I woke up, I knew it was a big tournament and I had everything prepared. And we done everything we could to fish and just catch the biggest fish we could, but it was a hard day all around. It rained most of the day. But after we weighed in at 4 pounds even, and we ended up placed at 19th. And I was probably the most nervous I've ever been whenever they was naming who qualified for state.
So how much, I mean, I know Julie said 7 pounds and something was the winner. So was there a lot of numbers that are really close together there? I'm assuming there were.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, we placed 19th with 4 pounds, and 18th with 4 pounds and 1 out.
Ooh.
And 17th with 4 pounds and 2 ounces.
So we're just talking about one different fish that was just a touch larger, right? I mean, it's just right. That would be tough. So how many fish total did you guys catch? But you had to release some. So how many did y'all catch for the day?
We caught 9 total for the day, but we can only keep 3.
Okay. So can you keep them? You can keep the one of the larger at the time and then throw those others back as you go, correct?
No. Well, we have a 5-fish limit, and it was anything over 10 inches for this specific tournament.
Okay. But you can cull out, though, right? I mean, once you get some bigger fish, yeah, you can let the other ones go.
Yeah, you can cull.
So now, as far as going forward, what kind of prep work will you do leading into the state tournament?
Well, every day this week I've been fishing at the pond up by my house with an ultralight rod for bass, practicing hook sets and netting fish.
That's fun practice. But it's also work. I mean, you guys are putting in work for a goal, not just fishing for fun, right?
Right. And I've been setting up a 5-gallon bucket and practicing casting into that.
And that's how you get better.
Yes, it is.
I'll tell you what, love the work ethic you're putting in. I think that's why the bass team is as successful as it is. And as far as fishermen, you're going to keep getting better, I do believe.
I believe it, too.
All right, man. I'll tell you what, we're going to let you go. You got any shout-outs you want to give to any of your friends or your parents or anything like that?
I'd like to thank Ryder Linden for being the best boat partner I could ask for, and Nathan Ginner for being the best boat captain.
Buddy,
that's awesome.
That works for me. Again, congratulations.
Yes.
And we'll let you go, take a break, and get a hold of Ryder on here real quick.
All right.
All right, thanks, Brody.
Thank you. Appreciate your time. Good luck.
I will step away from a break here on PCSN Live and come back with Ryder Linden.
You may find yourself with a backache, sore shoulder, or downright painful knee. We often just take it easy and hope the pain subsides after wondering what happened. Navigating our current healthcare system can be a daunting task. A cost-effective approach is to schedule a free injury screen with your Stanton Apex Network physical therapist. During a free injury screen, you'll spend time with a licensed professional to figure out the best plan of care, completely free of obligation or cost. Apex Network Physical Therapy is your hometown provider for the highest quality physical therapy and sports rehab. Contact the Stanton Apex Network Clinic at 606-393-6505 to schedule your free injury screen today.
We value our customers at People's Exchange Bank, which is why we serve you with a staff of experts that are happy to meet your lending needs. We offer a variety of personal, small business, agriculture, and commercial loans, along with competitive rates and quick decisions. Your bank shouldn't compromise on your imagination, drive, and growth, so let us help move you forward with a loan from People's Exchange Bank. Get started and get going. Visit us online at www.pebank.com or stop by a local branch to find the loan that fits you best. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, so I'm looking through your back window right now, making a shopping list. You just have so many expensive, nice things that would look great in my house, or even better, as cash in my wallet. As long as you don't get those pesky folks from Protect Security and Fire Systems involved, my payday should be sometime early Saturday morning.
Don't let your home breaking be someone else's payday. Protect your home from thieves, fire, and much more. Call Protect Security and Fire Systems today at 606-663-9344.
Here I am late again. Welcome back. PCSN Live here with Dave and Ken. We're joined now on the show by Mr. Ryder Lennon. How you doing, Ryder? Are you there? I think we lost Ryder.
I think we did. Let's give him a call back then real quick. While David is dialing him up here. Actually, here, let me have redial over there.
Yeah, I got it.
All right. While we're waiting on David to do that, again, congratulations on the Bass team there.
Are you there?
There we go.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're with you. Hang on a second. All right, can you hear me now, Ryder?
Yes, sir.
Now we're ready to roll. We got Ryder Linden on here. Again, he is a boat partner of Brody Halcombe, and they qualified for the state tournament this year. So, first of all, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
All right, and I'll ask you kind of the same question on lead-in as I asked Brody. Tell us what grade you're in, and also
what got you started.
What got you started in fishing?
Well, I'm in eighth grade, and I guess I just kind of started fishing at my creek in my neighborhood. That's really what got me started. Brody, really, he kind of got me started.
So you guys have been friends for a while?
Yeah.
See, a lot of time you just get a friend to get you started on something that you don't normally do. And now do you have a really love now for bass fishing?
Yes, sir. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Cool. Now I'll ask you the same thing. Are you involved in any other sports other than bass fishing?
Yeah, I play baseball and football.
So you don't play basketball then? Cool. So you play football and baseball. You guys are teammates, I'm assuming, with baseball then?
Yes, sir.
Y'all been on some of the same travel squads together for a while?
Yeah, we've been on the same travel baseball team for quite a while.
So I totally understand where y'all coming from. Y'all got a really nice baseball team also this year. I just want to throw that out there to you that I think you've got a great future. Your eighth graders and I think some of the seventh graders with the freshmen we've got. In about 2 years, this Powell County baseball team is going to be rocking.
Yep.
So let's talk about qualifying for the state. What was that experience like for you that particular day when you got up? Did you feel good about your chances? Were you, nervous, anxious? Kind of describe that day for us.
Well, I mean, I was pretty confident. I mean, of course, I was a little nervous. Comes with every tournament, But, I kind of figured it'd be a pretty rough day. I knew it was going to rain all day and storm, but I was just kept confident, hoped for the best.
So when the news came that you all had actually qualified for the state tournament, what was your reaction at that point?
I was very surprised because I didn't know if we'd have enough because, I mean, usually 4 pounds, that's a pretty low number for a bass tournament, but I mean, it worked out in the end. I guess it was a rough day for everybody.
I'll give you an example. I talked to Julie, your coach, the day before, and she told me she thought 3.5 pounds would probably qualify, so she was really close.
Yeah, very close.
Yeah.
So now what kind of prep work will you be doing for yourself leading into the state tournament?
I'll just be doing a bunch of research, trying to figure out what they're biting on, you know, where, like, kind of structure, you know, fish are around. I'll just be doing all I can at home, just practicing flipping and fishing with my rods and stuff, and spooling my reels up, new line.
That's always that fun, right? That's, yep. That's a lot of work.
Besides, they're kind of in the creek or anything, did you have your dad, your papaw, anybody that kind of got you fishing early on when you were younger?
I mean, not really. My dad, he was never really into fishing, but, like, when I'd ask to go fishing or anything, he'd take me up to their family farm ponds and stuff. We'd go up there and catch some bluegill and small bass. Just have fun.
That's what it's about. Again, you can enjoy that for the rest of your life, too.
Yep.
So you're planning on buying a boat when you get a little bit older and competing on in some bass tournaments?
Yeah, for sure.
You all like to pick expensive sports, don't you?
I guess.
So tell me a little bit about your boat captain, in a sense. How beneficial is having Nathan Ginner as your captain of your all's boat and everything, and what does he kind of do as far as helping you all out?
I'm always thankful to have him as a boat captain, you know. I mean, he don't have to do that every day because, you know, every tournament he can't, like, all he has to do is sit around. All he can do for us is net the fish.
And you're exactly right. He is a volunteer and going above and beyond, right?
Yes, sir.
You got anybody you want to give a shout out to, or any friends or family members?
Oh, I want to give a shout out to Brody, my boat partner, because I couldn't ask for any better, and my Nathan, the boat captain. Like I said, he don't have to be doing this for us every weekend, every other weekend.
It's a lot of work. Again, you got anybody else? That's fine. Go ahead.
Oh, of course, my mom and dad, you know, helped me out buying new rods and reels and stuff, get me all the stuff I need.
Well, I'll tell you what, we wish you the best of luck when you're on your state, maybe even a national qualifier later on, and As a baseball player, good luck for the remaining part of your all season when you guys get back.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate care, your time. Thanks, good thanks luck.
All right.
Take care. I'll see you.
Again, that was Ryder Linden and Brody Halcombe. And then before that, we had Nathan Ginner, the boat captain, and the head coach, Julie Clark, there, talking about the Powell County Bass team. Again, a team qualifying for the state. Listen, we've had this conversation with players from last year, in a sense, so it's great that we continue to have players that are qualifying for the state. Obviously, Coach Julie Clark and her volunteers, you know, and obviously the players, the parents, you know, the people that are involved in that doing a great job. And when you're talking about eighth graders that are qualifying, obviously, you know, the future continues to look bright even with this sport as an upstart, in a sense. It's not been around that long.
Yeah, because last year's qualifiers were eighth graders then.
Yeah.
Freshmen now. So you look at the last 2 years, again, that's, of course, they were national qualifiers for that team. So they all still have a chance to be national qualifiers later on throughout the rest of this season. But again, as far as the state competition goes, congratulations, guys. You all did a great job, and good luck at that state competition and your other competitions going forward to qualify for nationals.
Yeah, what's even interesting, too, is that bass fishing has caught on so much across America. Colleges now offering scholarships.
Huge scholarships.
Right? You know, offering scholarships for these players, you know, to play collegially, and then obviously even professionally beyond that. So, I mean, the sky's the limit.
I mean, if you had enough money and resources, would it not be the best thing in the world to do? I mean, just go sit on a lake on your boat and just that. See, I don't know. Junior Curtis, he's my buddy. I'll have to say this. He's had it figured out for a long time. I just didn't know it.
Right. Again, it's great that, you know, Coach Julie Clark and the bass team has all those people that are willing to pitch in. And again, obviously, it is not a cheap sport by any means. And the fact that the parents are spending hard-earned money to let their kids, you know, fulfill some of those dreams, in a sense, to be a part of that.
And boat captains like Nathan, who aren't even a parent of the Powell County kid, put the time and effort in and money for what they're supplying these kids. Tell you what, it takes an army sometimes to do these things and be thankful for everybody.
And believe it or not, the world is still a good place.
Yes, it is.
Right? Despite all that we see, it's little stories like this, though, that you realize that it takes collectively all of these people and individuals putting their resources together in order to provide for the kids here in Powell County, and including somebody like Nathan, who's, you know, over in Montgomery County, that he's willing to come over here, go out of his way to help these local kids. Again, you can't say enough praises for everybody that's involved.
Yeah, congratulations to those all affected. I know the team. You guys got more of a season to go, so keep trying to fight for that national qualifier. Hope to have you back on here on the PCSN show to see how you guys did.
Let's talk baseball, softball.
We had baseball last night. You guys had the game with Powell and Menifee. Actually, they played back-to-back nights with Menifee, home and away, or away and home, I guess, in that order. Powell County won, I guess, on Monday 10-5. And then last night,
17-7.
But got a little exciting. The Powell County had an early lead, had an 11-1, I believe. And then
11 to, well, they actually trailed 2-0
at the start,
and then 2-1, and then they actually ended up scoring the next four innings, took an 11-2 lead. Then Menifee County ends up coming back, gets five runs, gets within six, and then the Pirates responded in the bottom of the sixth inning, end up scoring six runs, win by 10, didn't even have to go to that seventh inning. But the Pirates 7-8 on the season. Yeah. Again, Coach Frank Spencer, the head coach there, as the Pirates will actually be back in action tomorrow night, in
weather
theory.
Weather permitting.
Weather permitting, as they're supposed to play host to Lee County. Again, the way that the weather's looking, it's not promising. And then the Pirates will travel on Friday to Perry County Central. They have a doubleheader on Saturday where they will play host to Morgan County and George Rogers Clark. And then Monday they travel to Paris. And then Tuesday they host Bourbon County. And then Thursday, a big district matchup, as they will play host to Estill County, and we hope to have that game for you.
Yeah, and again, stay tuned here to WSKV for updates as far as the games go, and we'll do our best to keep you posted. We'll switch gears really quickly here as we're close to out of time to softball. Powell County's lost their game on Monday night. That's what I'm like talking about it, but have to, I guess. 15-0 in three innings by Wolf County. We made seven errors in that game, and a couple more that are not physical errors, or probably just mental errors. Wolf County hit the ball well. We didn't hit it good enough, and that was just a tough loss, a bad game for us. But congratulations to Wolf County; they were better that night. We were off last night and had a great practice, probably the best practice of the season. About a 2-hour and 45-minute practice, but it was a very meaningful practice for us, I believe, going forward. Tonight had a good practice indoors. Again, the rain was starting to come, and we had an indoor batting practice today. And then tomorrow, we were scheduled to play Estill County. They had four games consecutive, Monday through Thursday, on the schedule. They had Frederick Douglass tonight. If they play that game, they can't play tomorrow. Therefore, the game tomorrow, we canceled earlier today, due to the forecast and a possibility that they were going to play their game tonight. If they play, we can't play tomorrow anyway.
And then beyond that, the Lady Pirates will play host to Montgomery County on Friday night, start time 5:30. And cross our fingers, we will try to have that game for you on WSKV. And then Saturday, the Lady Pirates will travel on the road to Jackson City before returning Tuesday, where they will be back in action going to Nicholas County, and then Thursday playing host to Lee County, and then Friday, Owsley County at home. Or, away. Both of those games away.
Yeah,
Lee and Owsley are both away.
We're actually away all week next week. Away at Nicholas and Lee and Owsley. So it is a road trip week for the Lady Pirates. They had the games on the Saturday. Those games have been canceled and now removed. from the KHSA. It's kind of like pulling teeth now to have a game taken off the schedule because they want all the reasons why you canceled, whether it's COVID or other reasons. So it's kind of it's a long process to cancel a game as far as getting them off the scoreboard.
So let me recap that again just so everybody knows where I've kind of, botched that in a sense. So Tuesday at Nicholas County, Thursday at Lee County, and then Friday at Owsley County. Again, but they will play host to Montgomery County coming up on Friday.
So, again, come out and support the Lady Pirates and Pirates this week and next week and for the remainder of the year. So we'll see you next week here on PCSN Live. Thanks for listening. Again, we've got this thing recorded. You guys want to go to the Facebook page, you can find it. These things are recorded if you want to listen to the Bass Guys tonight. Thanks a lot for you guys, and we'll be back next week.
Thanks for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken from the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton. This program is hosted by Ken Simon and David Faulkner. Production is done by Ethan Moore. Programming is done by Angela Osborne. PCSN Live with Dave and Ken is a Pickup Country 104.9 production. Tune in live next week or on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcasts.
Pickup Country 104.9, serving Owingsville, Camargo, Korea, Trapp, Bowen, Bear Track, and Island City. Thanks for listening local and around the world at WSKVFM.com.